Hello, good morning. So my name is Nkosi Gama. I live in Norman right now, but I'm originally from Swaziland, Southern Africa. And I'm happy to be here. Nervous, but excited. Excited to be here. I just wanted to say one thing. I love Jesus. Yeah, this is the reason why we're here, right? We love Jesus, you know. And hopefully nobody was forced to come here. You came here because you love Jesus. And, you know, even we're going to talk about morning revival, the basic principles of morning revival. We spend time with the Lord in the morning because we love him, you know. And, you know, love, I like what Brother Stephen shared yesterday. Love is the most outstanding characteristic of morning revival, you know. I enjoy my relationship with my wife because of love. I love her so much, so that makes me enjoy. You know, without love, I don't think I'd married her. You know, because love is important. But anyway, so now we have the last 4 points of morning revival, the last 4 points of these basic principles. So, may we have the brothers stand up and read point number six, the point and the verse together. Amen. Thank you. Okay, so I like this verse. It says, our mouth is open to you, our heart is enlarged. There is a mysterious connection between our mouth and our heart, even our spirit. And, you know, it says necessary ingredient for morning revival is opening. I had two cookies yesterday at dinner time, and I was able to have two because my wife is not here, so I could have two cookies. But I told the brother that I was with, you know, the necessary ingredient for me in this cookie is the chocolate chips, you know. If there's no chocolate chips, it's not a chocolate chip cookie, yeah. And so morning revival, necessary ingredient is opening. It's funny, it doesn't say it's love, you know, but opening. How many times do you feel like you always love the Lord in the morning when you come, you know? Not all the time, you know. Sometimes you don't feel like you love him. Sometimes you feel tired. You feel like you're struggling. But the necessary ingredient is to open. And the necessary ingredient is not even to, it's not even to not be tired or to not feel like you love the Lord. The necessary ingredient is to open to the Lord, you know. And if we open, we end up being stirred up within. There's this connection, our mouth, you know, we get stirred up inside. And then we get revived, you know. When I was asked to share this, I was like, okay, great. I'm going to have a good morning revival so I can share my experience of good morning revivals throughout the week. But that didn't quite happen, you know. I struggled, actually. And I was telling the Lord, Lord, why am I struggling? Because I need to have a good morning revival so I can come and share, you know. But the Lord said, I know you're struggling. I just want you to open to me. Open, you know. To have a good, it's not, the necessary ingredient is not that I'm not struggling or not, you know, or I'm a morning person. That's not the necessary ingredient. It is to open. Even for morning persons, the necessary ingredient is to open to the Lord. You know, my wife, I can share this because she's not here, so I won't get in trouble. My wife, when she's angry at me, she doesn't open to me. You know, she doesn't say anything to me. And so until I say, I'm sorry, you know, at that point, I'm like scared and she's not opening. But until I say, I'm sorry, then she starts to open. And then there's a flow. I start to enjoy this relationship with my wife, you know. But there needed to be an opening there, you know, for that to happen. And so with opening also at Morning Revival, it's like I can do Morning Revival, but I'm not quite that open, you know. Maybe I'm open to other things. I saw other things on the internet, but I'm not open to the Lord, you know. I can think I'm open, but I'm not, you know. So the Lord wants to help us to open. So a good prayer is to say, Lord, I open to you. And even to ask the Lord, Lord, help me to open to you. Amen. Okay, I want to spend a little bit on this point because it's been my experience and it's enjoyable. So there was a brother that I used to sit next to when I was in Bible school. And before we listen to the message, you have to pray with the person next to you. And I enjoyed this brother because when he prayed, he would pray like, "Lord, I don't want to be here." And you know, I didn't know how to respond. It's like, amen. But anyway, so he would say, "Lord, I don't want to be here, but I open to you." Yeah. So that's an opening. That's like a genuine opening. And he's still serving right now because when I saw him, I thought, nah, he won't go far that much. But because of his genuineness and his openness to the Lord, he's thriving in the Christian life. So opening is very key, okay? And, you know, in the book of Psalms, have you noticed that there's a lot of O's? Oh, you know? There's like, oh, Lord, okay, maybe not Lord Jesus, but oh, God, oh, Jehovah, oh, praise the Lord, oh, you know, lots of O's. That O is for opening. You can't say oh without opening your mouth. Oh, you have to open your mouth. How about we say, oh, Lord Jesus, together. Oh, Lord Jesus. Let's say it again, but let's extend the O. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. That's an opening right there. Okay, and what I really enjoyed, Brother Victor said that, you know, he would set a timer and just call on the name of the Lord. Remember, when you speak, when you open, you have to say something to the Lord. You'll be opened inwardly too. There's a connection. So he would, you know, he ended up doing an hour and a half, you know. There was an opening there. I also had this experience when I was, you know, I love sports. I was playing basketball with the brothers yesterday. And the brothers are so good at basketball. But I love sports. And when I watched Steph Curry score 62 points, I was jealous. You know, I wanted to be Steph Curry, you know, scoring in the NBA, enjoying that. But, you know, there's a brother next day, he shared that he told the Lord he loves the Lord 100 times. And I said, oh, I want to try that, you know. So I told the Lord I love him 100 times. It took me only 3 minutes. It took Steph Curry maybe like 48 minutes to score 62 points, but it only took me 3 minutes. And I felt like I scored 100 points because I said I love the Lord 100 times. And, you know, I feel like because I said that, you know, there's an opening. I say it with my mouth, there's an opening within, you know. We have to use our mouth in our time with the Lord, open, you know, and there will you will be stirred up inside. Okay, I'll go to the next point now. May the sisters please stand up and read the point and the verse. Amen. Thank you. So the serpent deceived Eve in context of the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil is complicated. It's like, what am I getting there? Am I getting knowledge? Am I getting good? Am I getting evil? Am I getting death? You know, it's complicated, you know. But the tree of life is simple, you know. Tree of life. That's what you're going to get. Life, you know. So when we come, actually, when you... simplicity is very good. When you come to the verse, maybe, for example, John 1:1, you say, oh, Lord, in the beginning. You're praying over this verse. In the beginning was the word. And then you start to think, in the beginning, when is this the beginning? What was in the beginning? Where was God? Like, where did God live? Did he have a house? Was he by himself? In the beginning, how did he live by himself in the beginning? Okay, so I'm starting to complicate this verse, you know. And in my mind, it's all these complications and the enemy is just taking advantage of that. But this verse is simple. We can pray and say, Lord, be my beginning today, you know. And just be simple to gain life from this verse. Like the Lord is, you know, complicated is negative. The trying God, we don't understand him. It doesn't mean that he's complicated. It means he's mysterious, you know. It's very positive. But he's just for our experience. He wants us to experience, simply to enjoy him and experience him. And you know, the brothers that are older are very good parents to us in terms of simplicity, you know. When I was in California, I was scared to live there because of the earthquakes. I thought it was going to happen, I was going to die. But I struggled with that, actually, you know. So I went to an older brother. And the way that I opened to him, it's like I'm embarrassed to open up this, you know. It's like I'm scared to die of an earthquake. So I just like said some things. He didn't understand for like 4 or 5 minutes. And then he stopped me and said, hey, what is going on? What's the problem? And then I told him I'm scared to die of the earthquake. And then he just said to me, brother, if we die, we die. And that's it. And so actually that helped me. I said, amen. That helped me actually. And I didn't struggle anymore. But I just appreciated the simplicity. It was just simple, you know. This is a long-term key. It says the long-term key in our spending time with the Lord is simplicity. And this, you remember the story of the blind man, Bartimaeus? He was calling on the Lord, and the Lord brought him. And then the Lord said to him, what would you like for me to do for you? And he said, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. You know, it was simple. He didn't say, oh, I know that you can do this. I know you're the son of David. I know that you've been doing miracles. I know this and that about you. You know, he just said that I may receive my sight. He was simple. You know, he was just simple. And so this is a good practice to be simple with the Lord. Lord, even like this brother in the Bible school, just say, Lord, I'm tired, but I love you. I open to you, Lord. I want to be revived this morning. Amen. Okay, I'll go to the next point. I have 2 minutes. The ultimate goal of morning revival is a living. May we all read those verses together? For I know that for me, according to my earnest expectation, life or through death, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Yes. Yeah, I like this verse, for to me to live is Christ. Brother Tim said, it's not to me to live is like Christ, but it is Christ. To live is Christ. So if I don't spend time with Christ, I don't know if I'll be able to live Christ, you know. So morning revival, this is our ultimate goal. Is to live Christ. I need to spend time with Christ to live Christ. In a sense, if I never spend time with Christ, practically, I'm not Christian. You know, that's not the Christian life, you know. Even though I am a Christian, but practically, I'm not living the Christian life. So spending time with Christ, you know, helps us to live this person, live out Christ. To live is Christ. And then the last point, the enabling factor of morning revival is grace. 2 Corinthians 12:9, and he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ might tabernacle over me. I really enjoyed this, praying over this morning. So when you feel like, man, I'm not a morning person, or I get easily offended, I have this and that, so it affects my morning revival, you know, when you tell that to the Lord says, perfect. My grace is sufficient for you. My power is perfected. My power is perfected in weakness, you know. So this goes back to opening. I just open to the Lord. Lord, I can't get through my offense with this person, you know. And it's affecting my morning revival. This is an opening, you know. Our concepts of the Lord can cause us not to be able to open to him, you know. But we want to, you know, shatter those concepts and just open. We can open anything to the Lord. And once we do this, this will help. This is the necessary ingredient to help our getting revived in the morning. Amen. Okay, I'll stop there so we can practice by going out and spreading out and opening to the Lord.